We on?
We're on.
We're live.
Dang. Yes.
That was a good cue right there.
We're not messing around today.
Here at the Dang. Stoked Podcast.
We got a lot to cover. It's been we missed it. Last week.
Yeah, I think we missed like the last couple weeks.
Oh boy. So we got a lot of catch up then. We got a lot to slam down today. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned it for a brief second. I said, don't say anything. Hold on. Let's get the recording going. Bitwise.
Oh my gosh.
It's all the local talk right now. I helped somebody move over the weekend and that's all they were talking about too.
Yep. I've heard a bunch.
Yeah.
Bitwise too.
Yep. I've been talking for months about it. And I'm not sure exactly why. It was like, I know it's a really super duper woke, tech company locally.
Yes.
And, so it triggers me, and I haven't read any articles or anything, okay. But I have this week, because all like my suspicions about what this company was about seems to be like it has all the earmarks of
fraud,
yeah, and of businesses that operate this way as kind of a, it's almost a government front. I'm convinced that if you're receiving government funds and, and you're in the private sector, you're basically a government business because
state sponsored.
Yeah. Like you're being propped up by the government and there's something you're doing for the government. And, this whole tie-in with real estate and all this, I'm like, what business does all this?
So for those who don't know what Bitwise is or was a month ago, what would you call Bitwise?
So Bitwise, from what I would call it. Yeah. So I went to high school with Jake and Jeb Soberall, who run that place.
They're the co-owners, right?
Right.
No.
Jake Soberall and Irma.
Yeah, not Jeb. So he's in the clear. but from what I know of them, they appeared to be a business center where you could run little mini businesses and support each other as a community. Mm-hmm. I believe that's how they started.
No.
Tower.
This is how they started.
Okay.
This is what pisses me off.
Oh, boy.
They started off as a... as a company that was going after the ostracized and oppressed of society, because they believed that systemically there were groups of people that had no access into the tech industry, and so they were propped up as kind of. The city was really propping them. I can remember when all this was in the news, as kind of what they wanted to do was make Fresno an extension of Silicon Valley, kind of create our own tech hub here.
Correct.
And, they basically were going after, from what I understand, and always like there's always ulterior motives. So what they claim is that, there are groups of people, like for instance Hispanic people that might be coming out of migrant families, or trans people who are being oppressed and ostracized by I guess the tech industry. I've never heard of such a thing, but
that's how I went on a school trip, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, at Fresno State the year I graduated, for one of the upper division courses to get out, you had to go to Bitwise, you had to spend 20 hours there and learn. And I can see where that would be threaded in, but it definitely wasn't portrayed that way. Like, at least to the students, it was, hey, we're going to, it was Fulton Street is where they wanted to develop there. And then they moved to their new buildings downtown near
Chancy Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Chancy Park. Mm-hmm. And it was, but now that I'm thinking about it, they were tech related businesses.
Yeah. So what bothered me is, you've got this kind of woke company who's going after these what they would call systemically oppressed people, and yet a couple years after developing this school, they say they nix it.
That's
it's
right.
Like It's like now they're not even doing what they were originally done. I think they got their hands on public grants and public money, and they started investing in real estate. And I'm not even, you know, like I know they did websites and they did, you know, I'm sure they did other.
I think they had like three different divisions that, and that's where it's so confusing. Everybody's like, when you ask somebody, like, what the heck were they doing? Everybody's like, whoa, and it's there's no clear cut answer. But I think the three things that they were involved with was education. You could buy courses to learn how to write in PHP and other different programming languages. And they had that educational piece of it. And then the second piece they had was, getting an actual job in development, working for them for, and Bitwise would provide consulting services for like the school district for Clovis or Fresno Unified School District. They would develop software for them or whoever else. Somebody has, I want to build an app. I have this idea. They would go to Bitwise. Bitwise would put together some developers. And so there was that piece of the business. And then the third was like, almost like WeWork, where they rent out office space. Right, and so you could rent for a monthly fee, a little cubicle or
What they wanted to do was they wanted to draw all these little private businesses into their buildings because it was a network kind of within a
social hub.
Yeah, a social network, but also like, you know, a place where you could, you know, send your client just a few office spaces over to have this part of your business developed. And so, you know, I'd have no problem with ideas like that. But when you claim to be all about the little man, you know, and then you dump your whole, you know, roots beginning of what you're about, it seems fake to me. It's like, no, I don't care if you take it as a loss. Your promise to these people in 2013 was that you were going to go after these people and give these people a shot. Now they don't have that. That's not a part of Bitwise. You know, they've basically, from what I understand, there's no real apprenticeship there anymore.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know for how long that's been, but it's been that way for a while.
As of the last week, there's nothing.
Well, yeah.
So what?
Absolutely nothing.
I guarantee there's a ton of people who have no clue what happened. So what happened with Bitwise?
Yeah. So, Bitwise basically was running somewhat like a Ponzi scheme, and they were out there trying to collect or to raise money to keep their projects going. But
lobbying for federal funds and for local investors.
57% of money coming in was from nonprofit foundations. Okay. Right. That's not even including the city and the state that put millions of dollars into, or half a million from the city and millions from the state that put money in. That's how much money. The percentage of revenue coming in is more than 50. It's 57%. It's crazy.
So I heard they got an $80 million loan.
Well, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, they had an investor for $80 million, but there's an article that came out today that I just happened to read on my way over as I'm going through a drive-through. I was reading that the Goldman Sachs fund was pretty much a lie. That he was basically using the name and that the backing with his $80 million to create securities for people that he was really seeking money from.
Well, he did get the actual loan for $80 million. I know some people who work over there. Or worked there, I should say. Huh. And so they said that they did get the $80 million.
Well, they said they did.
But there was a stipulation in the contract.
$65 million.
You have to keep $65 million in
liquidity.
As soon as they got the money, they spent it and they opened up the Chicago office and they were buying out, you know, these other areas. And so as soon as Goldman sees that, they immediately call, withdraw, pull all the money back out, and there's no money. Like, they just went bankrupt.
Was that overnight. The immediate financial crisis.
That was the one. Okay. But they
they breached their contract.
But that's not the first contract they breached either. There was another company out of Texas.
Yeah.
That was NIC for like network interface card, Nick something. But I can't remember the name of the company specifically. But this Texas company, well, I should say the R Street downtown, there's this building, right? The high building or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were, Bitwise was in some sort of lawsuit with some other partners over that building. And there was this lawsuit was like around $21 million. And so things aren't great, right? So then they go out and they find this investor in Texas who's going to put up $35.5 million for five properties. And one of those properties happens to be the R Street property. And wow. So basically they squash that first lawsuit by having these guys out of Texas come in and pay, you know, the $35.5 million. And the only stipulation was they put up 95% of the money and Bitwise puts up the other 5%, which is a pretty good deal. The thing that sucks about it is that as soon as they bought up these properties, Bitwise goes around, turns around and sells them and tries to lease them back so that they can basically absorb all the money from those sales and use that money to fund other things. But it was clear in the contract from what I read. I didn't actually read the contract itself, but what the lawsuit from this Texas group is saying is that they couldn't sell those, that the company in Texas is the one that, you know, part of the contract. You can't turn around and sell what we just bought, you know?
Yeah.
And so they.
Well, they're doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah. They're pulling. Like the last couple of weeks of checks for Bitwise employees have not funded into their bank, so they've lost money there. They've been pulling out 401k funds from their accounts
since March, and
none of that has actually gone into their accounts. Yes. Just shady stuff, like. You know, and
bounced a lot of people's last checks.
The countless contractors that have been involved in remodeling those buildings that are not going to get paid.
So they had their brand new building, I don't know, the Hive complex or whatever. Yeah. I think they're calling it the Hive, but this building that they were supposed to literally like be moving into it. If things were still alive and well, they'd be in it this week, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have all those contractors, you know, who are fronting all the money, right? You only get paid when you get the keys, right? Those guys are screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody's probably going to pick up those. Somebody who really wanted those properties is going to pick those properties up for next to nothing.
I hear they're auctioning everything off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, it was a takedown, but I mean, this just, to me, it reaffirms my suspicions that, you know, a company that has to be propped up by all these federal funds,
profitable.
Well, they're not profitable, but it's never been about profit. It's been about, in my opinion, it's been about nabbing these properties at pennies on the dollar, remodeling them, taking down the company, screwing, you know, everybody along the way, and then somebody's going to come up, grab these properties at pennies on the dollar. Somebody that knows somebody.
You're saying it was intentional?
I can't believe it. So I'm not saying that Jake or Irma intentionally were involved in this, but I can tell you both of them were. Spent some time in Martha's Vineyard with Barack Obama.
Huh.
And I have seen pictures of that.
So I met Jake Sobral like 3 years ago, and a mutual friend was set up as kind of like dinner date between the two of us.
Like a blind date? It's kind of like a mandate.
A mandate over at the Tioga Brewery downtown. Yeah. So we met there and I started talking with him, and the mutual friend that I had was like telling me like, yeah, he's got aspirations to be the mayor and political aspirations. So then I, you know, talked with the guy and I didn't get the warm and fuzzies talking.
Really?
I really didn't. He invited me to go, you know.
What did you get from him then? What was the vibe that you got from him?
I was trying to understand the whole business, to be honest.
So you were talking about Bitwise?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole situation sounds like a movie. It's called The Inventor, Out for Blood. Elizabeth Holmes. Have you heard her?
No.
She went out to...
Oh, I know Elizabeth Holmes, the blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so she went out in the Silicon Valley and got all these investors for this machine that could test your blood that didn't exist.
Wow.
And it sounds like that where it's like...
Didn't work, never was going to work.
There was nothing.
Yeah. Vaporware, as they call it.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
But,
So you just got the fact that he was an ambitious guy who started a tech company and
I didn't get any secret sauce. I didn't get it just didn't add up to me. So, I remember walking away from that meeting and thinking like something's off there. Like I just am not drinking the Kool-Aid that this guy's drinking.
That's when I went over. I mean, I was graduating from college, and even then, when I looked at the business, I was like, how is this going to work? It just like the business office we're in, we rent this space. Okay, you make a little bit of rent from owning the building. But how are they talking so big when it's just a building? They're not offering incubation services or anything like that.
I'm sure you can say the same thing, but I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So Dick worked for Bitwise for a couple months or 6 months, I think he said. Yeah. And he's like, dude, I had to leave because I got the message from, what Bitwise is about, but I still, I couldn't figure out what I was doing there. What was I supposed to be doing there?
Isn't that
just
wild?
Just seemed like that it was just, anyway, I'm not saying that is actually the way it is for everybody. I know some people that have actually have really developed skill sets and, really like problem solving and working with people that, are difficult. And, cause I'd hear some of the things, I'm like, dang, I'm glad I don't have that job. But anyway, it's sad for the employees. It's sad for the community. And I think it's sad for downtown because I'm not saying Jerry Dyer or Ashley Swearingen were manipulated. I think that they were in the game. I think they knew what was going on. And I think that they just, one of the big, manipulations that have been that's been going on in our city is the downtown revitalization. Mm-hmm. And that just drives me nuts because we just pour money, so much money into the downtown area and we get so little for it. Like, I mean, nobody wants to work down there. Nobody wants
That's
to,
true. It's empty down there.
Yeah. I mean, the private sector knows better. Like if you want to look at a place to do business, look at where the private sector is operating out of, mm-hmm. And nobody wants to go down there. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to pay for parking and, deal with, feeling like I need to have my gun on me and, all that. I'd rather go to the north end of town and do my business. And even though I don't live there, I wouldn't want to live there either.
Yeah, I was looking at their board of directors and that they have on their website for Bitwise. Mm-hmm. 67 people.
What?
67.
Yeah. Really?
SVPs. Class. Yeah. CEOs, CIOs, CFOs. Co-owners. Yeah. 67 people.
It's crazy.
There was a total of 900 employees, okay? But some of them were super fresh, right? From like Chicago and these other ones. So the company I work for has well beyond their employee count. And I think there's on our leadership executive team is 10 people.
Yeah.
And they have 67. And then you go through and you look at the profile pictures for all these people.
A lot of blue hair. A lot of blue hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I am shocked.
Come on.
I'm shocked, Jake.
It's just,
You never know, I guess.
It's wild. And then you look at the companies that are tied to the owners, which would be Jake Sobral and Irma. There are 16 companies. Okay. So hear me out. There's Bitwise Industries Incorporated, Bitwise Industries LLC, Bitwise Coworking LLC, Bitwise at State Center LLC, BW Industries Inc.
Yeah.
BW Hive LLC, BWRD LLC. It just goes on and on. So you wonder if there's if shell companies or like, you know what I mean? Why would you have all
So these you got to remember this. There's okay.
16.
Think about this. We're going to back up to the 30,000 foot level. What you had, like what I learned about in the pandemic was that when you overlaid the riots, the Antifa riots, when you overlaid that with what the states were calling opportunity zones, these were like tax havens for businesses to come in and migrate into these downtown areas, nab up these properties. And basically there's all these tax incentives for a business to move that way. And then you overlay the map with the central banks all around the United States. And it just, it's eerie how these opportunity zones are, it's almost like they've intentionally run down cities like Portland and San Francisco and LA, these districts that, you know, that basically all the private sector businesses have fled the area.
San Francisco.
Because it's, you know, nobody's going to go down there and do business anymore. It's drugs. It's legislation that they passed basically intentionally devaluing these properties. And then these corporations come in.
BlackRock.
And buy these blocks up in these inner cities. They want, I feel like what they're trying to do is run all private business out of these city centers, and they're trying to the businesses that are
doing the corporate land grab.
Yeah, the corporate companies that are, I think, very closely connected in with our government and our three-letter agencies. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, some of these things are more fronts, but. To what end? I don't know. But when you overlay all those things, they're the same maps. Why are all the riots in these specific places in each of these cities? You see the central banks there. You see the tax havens set up for businesses, and you see this incredible devaluation of property. You know, and I think it's for some future agenda. I'm not saying that I exactly know what it is, but, you know, and then when you start laying out your 5G grids, and it's like, okay, you know, they're planning on doing something in these city centers, and I don't know what it is, but
interesting.
Anyway, somebody's going to probably, you know, get these buildings all primed and ready to go without having to put, you know, much into them. They're pretty much plug and play, you know.
So I guess my last point on Bitwise was there's a GV Wire.
I saw that interview.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Just, he nailed them. What about a week ago, right?
Yes, yeah. Probably a little over a week now, but yeah.
Props to that guy.
Yes, he saw all the writing on the wall. He's and been, he asked some tough questions. And it sounds like he was just trying to get him on public record.
Yep. He knew it was some, I think somebody,
investors
somebody,
probably.
Well, investors or maybe some employees.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, when you got 67 members that are running the company.
Yeah.
Some of them probably have things coming across their desks, which are like, why haven't we paid our property taxes in 2 years? Mm. That's kind of not a good thing, you know? Maybe we're not in the financial shape we think we're in.
Yeah.
Were they ever a finance company? Like, did they ever talk about or advise people on finance?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, I really doubt it.
Yeah.
So Bitwise is just as valuable now as UTech, the other tech company in Fresno.
I don't know anything about UTech.
UTech, their iPhone screen repair place.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually, they're probably worth more.
Yeah. At least they're probably an honest business, right? Yeah. I mean, come on. Too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
They were the golden boys in downtown. Oh, yeah. They were the... Yeah. They
well,
were
I mean, like a year ago, star. Irma Olguin was one of five women of the year in the Fresno County. So,
oh, I mean, man.
This
these, and, you know, here's another point. Jake Sobral went to the Well Fig campus, and I saw him there, you know, after I met him.
Yeah.
I finally knew what he looked like, right? And so I saw him there only maybe a few months after that, and then he left the Well. But, you know, how do you have your moral compass so jacked? Because he knows
they're scamming everybody. Yeah,
and I think he's playing off like, well, we're a startup and we needed money and we just couldn't get the money now, you know? And it's like, nah, there's a lot of shady practices happening, lawsuits, mismanagement of money. It's not that you just ran out of money. You were doing illegal things. I think they're probably going to see some heavy fines or jail time potentially.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
I'm
screwed a lot of people.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people that have gone to the Well that work there. I mean, a lot of people. I know some of them a little closer than, I have had my issues with them because they run, you know, they run a front, in my opinion. You know, when you start, well, I feel like I can't get specific. I don't want to like rub his nose in the dirt, but you know, when you run a private company, like it's a nonprofit.
Yes.
And I know,
bingo.
I know, I can give you specific, you know, details of it where you have volunteer, heavy loads of volunteer work coming in to help your business because you supposedly buy coffee from Thailand and it's a third world country. And so you're running a private for-profit business, but all of your verbiage says that you are doing this at a loss and that you're a nonprofit because you want to help these people in the third world. I'm like, name me a coffee, a place where you can harvest coffee that's not third world. I mean, literally, we're talking about Guatemala,
yes.
Mexico. We're talking about Honduras.
You know, everybody thinks these nonprofits are just like, you know, a bunch of nuns working together. But the reality is a nonprofit means there's no profits at the end, which means the money goes to the, you know, the right. C-letter, you know, employees. They make a shitload of money.
That's right.
Nonprofits, they make a ton of money because there can't be profit at the end of it, right?
Right.
So they spend it, they invest it back into the business, they send it, you know, to their executives.
What bothers me is, like, in particular, like, you basically, you're in the market of, say, like your competitors are Starbucks and Dutch Bros and, you know, Coffee Break, whatever. And, you know, those companies can't have volunteer work coming into their organization and, you know, and donating labor. That would break labor laws. And yet, that's what was happening.
Yeah. Were they just, when you operate,
and I'm not talking about Bitwise. This is another company that I know, one of the head real estate developers.
I heard Bitwise was also paying their line level people like next to nothing. Like, when I say next to nothing, $16 an hour in tech is like nothing. And they were promising them this job at the end of their apprenticeship. And then they would never get them jobs. It's all over Glassdoor. You know, people are reporting how it was just, you know,
So what, were people just turning a blind eye to them doing that? I mean, who inspects that?
I think
that
they had the
promise of a job at the end of your, you
so it's know, like an internship is,
yeah,
they were like, in other words, you're still volunteering.
Yeah. But the thing about Bitwise that they did really well was they presented themselves as a, you know, revolutionary, as looking out for the oppressed, and they're, you know, like I said, you name a woke agenda, we're talking about. I think up until like maybe the last couple months, people working in Bitwise buildings were all wearing masks. They had to all be fully vaccinated Irma's on record as saying, don't even apply for a job if you're not even vaccinated. You're not welcome here. You know,
you're not
of course,
here.
You've got the LGBT flags.
Her high moral standards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all about inclusion.
Yeah.
Right.
And the vaccines work, so it only stands.
And you know, the people that I know that sat in these 200 person Zoom meetings and listened to Irma would basically have to just listen to hours of just nothing but woke, you know, government issued, you know, message points. So it was aggravating to even think, you know, and I'm not happy that, you know, the company's done.
Yeah.
But
I hear there's a lot of mismanagement that people would like leave. And they were still getting a check like months later because they're just that bad.
They're just that's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy. But
wow.
But my heart is like disappointed.
Divided.
I was disappointed okay, in Jake in particular because he's a believer. Goes to the well. You know, like I just expect more from a Christian man to have a moral compass, do the honest thing, to walk away when you need to walk away.
Right. Right. I said, you know, I was just talking to my friend the other day and I'm like, you know, because the company now is starting to see who he was and, you know, we all still kind of want him to be okay. Like nobody wants him to, you know, do things that sometimes, you know, executives depression, do when when they get
in this
situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, it's like, I get it. Like, even if he was 100% believing the nonsense that he was spewing, when you start having to break the law to execute your agenda to stay like solvent, to keep the wheels on, And you make that choice now, you know, you're a compromised person. You know, I'm not saying that you can't make a mistake, but to live in that mistake and perpetuate that mistake for years, you know, I'm sure that if COVID never happened, Bitwise would have failed a long time ago. I mean, everybody got
that was the other
free
thing.
Money
they
from
took
the
COVID money as well.
Right. They took free money from COVID. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And because they needed it right away, what they did was they got a company that would fund the balance that the state was going to fund them, right? Yeah. So they do a deal, and what was supposed to happen is Bitwise was supposed to wire that money to their account instead of, and they would have the cash immediately.
Yes.
That was what it was called. Well, that company got screwed because they didn't wire the money to them and they deposited it into their accounts. So
that's what I'm saying. Like that right there is dirty, as dirty as it gets. You are scheming, and you know, so I'm going to be praying for them. I hope that they take the L, they would repent and that they would just come straight, honest, clean. Yes, I did this. Yes, I did this. And just take the path of, you know, take your lashings and try to turn your life around.
Yep.
Do not double down. Do not try to dig your heels in. Do not try to scam your way out, because it's all coming to light. And I would pray that you would just have some sort of clarity
probably
in your conscious by doing the right thing at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably be acquired by some corporate company that, you know, that can do what they've been doing and get away with it.
Yeah, I heard some of the employees are going to start their own company, so
that would be cool.
One of the guys I know that went to work there, he used to be a developer for where I work and for me, and so anyways, I talked to him and, you know, it sounds like
that would be cool.
He's a smart dude. He's definitely capable. He's one of the actual people who actually work. So, you know, I'm expecting he wouldn't have people attach onto him that would.
Well, I wish him well. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, let's move on.
Okay.
I think we've exhausted this topic.
It's a hot topic.
It is. Huh? It is.
BlackRock, since we're talking about, I know, it kind of staying in the same vein, but.
So BlackRock and Vanguard, right? The two. Yes.
You guys are going to have to educate me.
So BlackRock is this, the world's largest investment management fund, basically. They manage $10 trillion, okay? Now, if you combined all the world's GDP together, except for China and the U.S., BlackRock's bigger.
Whoa.
Yes. And wow. I think the GDP for the U.S. is around $20 trillion. And then the last numbers for that, I don't know, that I have from like 2021 that I pulled. But yeah, that's how big BlackRock is. But I want to play a small audio clip for you guys.
Do it.
Okay. This is the CEO, Larry Fink.
I think I know. Is this a couple years old?
Yeah, make a point of that's an investment criteria for you.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year, and what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay,
we're doing the same
thing. And so it's just you have to force behaviors, and if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's not recruiting, it is development, as Ken said. And ultimately, it's still going to take time, but I am just as much shocked as Ken is that we have not seen more opportunities, and we're going to have to force change.
So basically, BlackRock's, your 401k,
right?
A lot of people's 401ks are tied in with BlackRock. So you are unknowingly an investor, or putting your money in their investment funds, and then they won't invest money into companies unless they have a high enough ESG score, which means they have to, be to a certain level of wokeness,
right,
in order to get funding from them.
You want to know why Budweiser doesn't stress on $27 billion loss in the stock market? Because people like that are above the owners, and they're doing what they're saying they're doing. They are pushing. What did he describe it as? They're pushing.
Forcing change?
Pushing people to change. So
Yeah. The
reason why Target constantly markets artwork that's, about satanic, trans, and they're produced by, open satanic people. And, it's not because it makes Target, more valuable as a company. It's because at the puppet masters, BlackRock, they own it. They own it all. These are the same guys that own all the media, right? They're the same guys that basically are pulling the strings of these puppets that are on TV.
So Brian Deese, he was the former BlackRock investment executive. He leads Biden's National Economic Council. Mm-hmm. You got Wally Adeyemo, a former chief of staff to BlackRock, serves as the top official at the Treasury Department. You got Michael Pyle, BlackRock's former global chief investment strategist, now is the chief economic advisor to Vice President Kamala Harris. You got Thomas Danilian, who is now chairman of the asset manager's research arm. So he works there. He was previously served as a national security advisor to Obama. You got Thomas, the same guy I just mentioned, his brother Mike was Biden's chief strategist during his presidential campaign. So, and it's just like there's so much ties in with the Democratic Party. Even Larry Fink, the founder, who founded the company in 1988, he's a longtime diehard Democrat, and he's the one that was just speaking.
Yeah, he's probably a bloodline, a bloodliner too. I mean, I'm sure he's tied with the Rothschild.
$10 trillion. These guys have money to muscle whatever the hell they want to do.
Yep. Yep, and there's nothing we can do about it other than, you know, like I've been talking about over the months, is trying to, as best you can, step by step, incrementally, turning away from their system. And that involves, you know, trying to, you know, stay out of the bank, stay out of the stock market, stay out of the stores, and try to do business locally. And, you know, that's what we can do. And
which obviously is not hard, but it's not convenient.
It's definitely not convenient.
I gave up Target and, you know, I was usually a go-to, easy one. And so now I'm like, Walmart? Like, what's the, you know, not that Walmart's much better, but I mean, I think
they're far worse.
Are they?
Yeah, the four kids that own Walmart are like,
they're Walmart's just as wicked as Target, but they're not as out front with it. But you know, we don't shop at Walmart either. We go to Winco for food.
Okay,
so that's, I don't know, supposedly a employee owned, you know, business. I don't know. You know, it could be just all smoke, but you know, and we do the Costco thing, and honestly, we still have to get some stuff on Amazon, but you know, it's not our first choice.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully at some point we work away from it all, you know.
Did you hear that the DNC is not going to have primaries?
No.
There's no primary. They're just going with Biden.
That's
right. Full on.
That is nuts.
That let's see. This is according to the Washington Post reported it, that the DNC has no plans, quote, to sponsor primary debates for the 2024 presidential nomination.
Really, I got to ask you just before we start even talking, because I can't even have this conversation legitimately. But like,
is there an election? Well, I mean, that's a
great question. But is there anybody in this room right now having this conversation that believes that Joe Biden is the legitimate president and that he is actually dealing with dementia and being old? Is this what you guys believe?
I don't believe that.
I don't think he won at all. I think that.
Well, I know. I'm just talking about manipulation. The stage play that you see on TV with him falling and him calling little girls into the Oval Office. And, you know, I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, this is a stage play. I'm telling you, he is not that stupid, and he is under control.
I think he's under control, and like a sock puppet.
And he's acting. I
don't think anyone can act that good.
I'm telling you, he's acting.
You think that he's that good of an actor?
I know it.
He is legitimately stupid. There's no way.
No one does it. This is interesting. I'm telling you right now, before we can have this conversation, you have to know that Biden...
You think he's razor sharp?
I think that there is no Joe Biden anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The person that I'm watching is a stupid human.
No. The person you're watching is a brilliant actor.
Oh, no. You know what? Okay. I do believe you. I was getting ready to throw out something that was like, no way. I said that's almost as ridiculous as what I think is actually a potential, which is that's Jim Carrey.
Okay. So I'm not saying it's Jim Carrey, but I am saying Joe Biden, as hard as it is to get this, Joe Biden is actually taking down the system. I'm telling you right now.
You think he's playing a Borat on us?
No, dude. I'm telling you.
I
believe that it's so ridiculous and so over the top that I would sooner believe that the United States military and Trump have have staged this buffoon in front of all of us while he's taking down the swamp.
Oh.
Using Joe Biden as a controlled person. I personally believe that Joe Biden is not alive anymore. The real Joe Biden.
What happened to him?
I personally, I would sooner believe that military tribunals were held and he was so shot with it.
Do you think that Trump is the legitimate president currently?
I think that he relinquished his presidency and turned it over to the military. That's what I believe.
So this is a military operation.
This is a military operation. Right. It's a psychological operation. And when it's all said and done, we're going to see that what we've been watching and what we've been...
So when you say puppet master, like legit,
so this why, guy what is the phony purpose as it comes of them ruining the economy if this was a military coup?
Because who runs the economy? The United States of America,
right.
When you really look at the history, back in the late 1800s, the United States sold, without the public's notice, sold the United States, for lack of a better way of explaining, they sold to the Bank of England.
Right, the corporation.
Okay. Right? So the American people have been
living... You're talking about like the Rothschilds, the central
bank? I'm talking about the United States of America going bankrupt after the Civil War.
Okay.
Okay. The Bank of England comes in, forms a corporation, and the United States sells all its assets to the Bank of England, which is why, you know, there's a difference between the United States Corporation, all caps, and the United States, you know. And so are basically what you are in this system, because you've agreed to it.
When you
were born, you were given a birth certificate that made you an asset to that Bank of England, because we owed them so much money. And I believe that there's something else going on. I believe that Trump put some things in motion when he could. And what we are now watching is the systematic takedown of the United States Corporation.
I'll say, I hope you're right.
I mean, it is a bit of hopium, but your other option is actually to believe what they're showing you on the screen, which is just stupid. I definitely
don't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, just the other day, you have Lindsey Graham.
Oh, geez.
Okay. You have Lindsey Graham telling Zelensky across the table that the $10 billion or whatever that we sent over there, probably more than that, to support them in the war against Russia, because it went to killing Russians, was the best money America ever spent. He said that.
Yes, I know.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, that's war. That's like Ahmadinejad saying, hey, death to America, you know, in the Middle East. Like, you're calling for a war based on, you know, a nation and a people saying, you know, the best money America ever spent went to killing Russians. I'm sorry. That's
right.
That is not right. And so if you think that this is all, you know, just as it shows on TV, I would say you're crazier to believe that, the narrative that we're given.
Yeah.
And
what do you think?
Why did Joe Biden extend Trump's executive orders to seize the assets of any... This is a big one for me.
Okay.
So Joe Biden extended the two times executive orders that Trump put in place before he left, stating that if any nation were caught meddling in our elections, they were going to... All their...
Sanctions
goods,
and
all their goods were going to be left at port. Like, you're not bringing your stuff into our country, right? And then you have all the ships out in the Pacific Ocean waiting to dock for years because they've got goods to bring in that they weren't allowed in. Okay, So he extended it twice. And also, if a citizen or a entity like a business or citizen was caught meddling in our elections, their assets were to be seized. So, and they were to be prosecuted. So why would Biden do that? And when we start to see corporate structures start to fail, could it not be that all this corruption in our election systems, all this corruption that we've been exposed to over the last 3 years, is not revealing that our current system is being taken down? We just don't know. I mean, we can sit there and question, you know, whether the good guys are doing it or whether the bad guys are doing it. But either way, it's going down.
I don't know. I feel like this sounds like QAnon and all these things that are that. Supposed to be happening that never happened. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to get my hopes up and nah.
Yeah, I feel that. That's how I feel.
You can feel blackpilled about whatever you want, but if you choose to believe what they're telling you on the screen,
no one believes that.
I don't believe that.
What are you arguing then?
Trump is not the legitimate president right now.
Okay, and what are you arguing? You're saying that you believe that Biden is suffering from dementia and that he's the actual president. Would you say that?
Yes, I would. Okay. He's actual president or not, or if it's really him or somebody else,
Hold on, let me finish. I'm
going to put you on record right now if you let me talk.
All right, let's do it.
I'm saying Joe Biden is, whether it's him or not, I don't have a belief there, but I do believe that whoever is controlling Biden and that DNC and the whole group is orchestrating what they want. But I don't think that Trump as any sort of he's not draining the swamp. I don't think that he's on the outs until there's another election.
And you have every right to believe that because that's what they're telling you.
Well, if he gets reelected, does it confirm or disprove?
So you're confirming the mainstream narrative that, you know, Biden is the legitimate president, whether you believe he's the original Joe Biden or not.
Okay.
That's what you're on record of saying. Okay. I mean, I would expect anybody to think that, but I think what you're going to find out at some point in the future, when the dust settles from all this, that it's the systematic takedown of the system.
By who?
By the military.
Okay.
Led by Trump. Or is Trump in the picture at all?
Trump is...
He's a
not.
Pawn.
He is not in the picture. He's removed himself from the picture.
Why? If that was true, what I would say to the military is, really, like, all right, do your thing, but don't ruin my life and the economy while you do it. You know,
it's not our economy. It's not the minute we start.
Standard of living has gone down
for sure.
Right,
for sure. But
why?
Why? Because we choose to participate.
I don't understand what's taking them 4 years to lob some heads. If there's a military, go in there and arrest who they need to arrest.
I get it. But you gotta understand too that if we are winning, you would never know it. You would never know it. It won't be known until it's done.
I understand the theory. I was super skeptical, not skeptical, immediate disbelief when COVID was announced. I was like, that's fucking retarded. That's not, no. Mainly because I don't see piles of bodies in the street. You know what I mean? I don't see what you're talking about. And that same line of logic is
I didn't really know anybody else either that was dying of it either.
I mean, I don't see any evidence to point to, because I logically could follow, but my, not common sense, but critical thinking skills would say where I need some smoke somewhere to prove.
Sure.
And the closest I've gotten is Jim Carrey and some latex skin. Maybe that's Joe Biden, but that's... 1%.
No, I mean, I definitely think that, you know, believing what I just stated, I would sooner believe. I'm not saying that my mind can't be changed about it. I'm saying that I would sooner believe that, which there's legitimate military documents to validate that, and I could send them to you guys, but it's like what they're showing us, and this guy who can't walk up a flight of steps to get in the plane, who's fallen all over himself, who's
talking about... It was a sandbag.
You know, it's like, you know, I feel like anybody who's touting that narrative is just as ridiculous.
It is.
To be honest.
When I see that, and I was talking about this earlier this morning with my boss, I was saying, we're talking about how stupid he is, but not my boss, but Biden. And the more and more we talk about it, my boss is not stupid. Yeah. He also doesn't listen to this, so I'm safe. But the more I hear people, like you're saying, going with that narrative, it does raise suspicion to me. Like, too many people are for this. What am I missing? I do feel like we're clearly missing something. If it's earpiece or a hand up his ass or whatever it is.
Dude, it's somebody wearing a mask, dude. I mean, I've looked at his side profile, and it's not the same guy. And I know people age, and your body changes a little bit, but your earlobes don't change. You go from having kind of a brighter, like, open eye to a real recessed dark eye. And it looks like there's a layer of a mask over the guy.
He looks and sounds dumb, which makes me think
he's brilliant.
I will say he's on the news being... He's a brilliant actor. He might be.
And it's not Joe Biden. It's probably a younger guy who knows how to do that.
That does make sense. Oh, damn it. Where was I going? Oh, if he was actually that stupid, why would they put him on TV this much? You know what I mean? Why would they portray someone that's going to get reelected?
The same reason why Target will market satanic, trans, LGBT stuff. It's because there's something taking down the system from the inside. I'm telling you, they're using themselves to destroy themselves, and it's brilliant.
That's the part that I wrestle with. The fact that it's not Joe Biden, or he's not really that special. He's actually smart. That I can actually buy that one. It would beg the question, what's going to happen with this election then? Why would you make someone look this way? I could see everyone.
Because it's waking people up.
Definitely not to the right. They're not becoming more conservative.
No, but they're saying, you know, the whole left is like they're burying their head in the sand. Like, right. I'm ripping my Joe Biden, Kamala Harris bumper stickers off my car. I'm like embarrassed about what this guy's doing. And it's only getting worse.
Yes.
Our living standards are getting worse. Yeah. People feel it. It's like Jake Soberall was the greatest guy in the world. Right.
Me.
But then when your checks bounce and you don't have money to pay your mortgage, he's not looking like such a great guy. Yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, when you're paying $5 a gallon for gas and you're not making enough money and food costs are going up and you know, you don't have the life that you want, you know, regardless, you're waking up the masses while they destroy themselves. And they're destroying themselves because they're not in control. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but you have to ask, what's more ridiculous? Believing that guy is the legitimate president? You know, if anyone, whether it was Trump or Reagan or Carter or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, if there was anybody that showed half the dementia that Joe Biden has shown, he would have either resigned, or he would have been impeached. He would have been not impeached. They have a way of the 25th Amendment, you know, like they could have got him out because he's just not fit. Mm-hmm. And anybody, he's not fit to run a corporation. He's not fit to run. He's not fit to run my business.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a hot dog stand. Speaking of hot dog stands, so I went to Hot Dog on a Stick the other day.
Is that at the mall or something?
Yeah, Sierra Vista. And I haven't been drinking. It's been 25 days. And
congrats, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. I did try, I was telling Todd, I tried a non-alcoholic Corona just because I was like, okay,
they
now.
They make those?
Yeah. So I think this was day 22 then. So I was kind of feeling like getting some beer. And so I went and got that. Made a Michi. It was garbage. And the only thing that has satisfied is lemonade. So I've been going to Hot Dog on the Stick because it didn't have a bite.
Yeah.
Like the non-alcoholic.
Dude, I got a drink for you.
Tell me.
Because I've had a similar experience. Get like some pomegranate juice. I'm not even joking. Get some apple cider vinegar. Some good stuff. Not the like generic stuff. Like get the
top
stuff
shelf
with the mother in it and all that, right? So... Yeah, and then put three capfuls in a glass with some ice and some pomegranate juice, and then fill it the rest of the way up with some water if you like. It's got a bite to it. Mm. It's got a kick, and it almost reminds me of a kombucha, which I like. It kind of has that bite in your throat.
That's what I was looking for. I'm gonna try it.
We should have it here.
Get some ice, you know, like maybe even one of those big cubes of ice they make old fashions with.
Yeah.
And,
It sounds interesting. I've been freezing my lemonade. So I've been putting in glass bottles and I put it in the freezer.
Dude, you sound like you're hardcore on this lemonade.
Oh, I've gone so much sugar in that.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy.
I like popsicles. Popsicles are good. This one's like a giant one, and you just take it out and let it sit there on the counter for like 5 minutes, and then you shake it, and it'll turn into a slushy, and it's got bite. It's good. So
nice.
Anyway, Joe Biden, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
He's not worthy to run. News. Oh, no. So Hot Dog on a Stick, I go over there, and the kid, I'm like, hey, I need a gallon of your...
A gallon?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. You can
get a gallon.
Bro.
Do you get the yellow or the green or the red?
No, cherry.
Cherry.
Cherry lemonade.
Okay, right on.
But it's like, do they still wear the silly hats?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
This guy, I shouldn't say he's useless, but man, it's like, it's Hot Dog on a Stick. You saw hot dogs and lemonade. And I said, can I get a gallon of cherry lemonade? He said, oh, I don't know how to do that. I was like, well, I want one. And he's like, let me look in the back. And he pokes his head literally around the corner, like looks up at the ceiling. He's like, I don't know where the gallon jugs are at. I was like, oh my God, dude.
Did you walk back there and help him?
Almost. I started to peek around the corner. But I was like, okay, look, just charge me for a gallon and then split into three cups. It's like, well, I don't know how many ounces are in a gallon. So I flip the cup over.
My goodness.
Break it up. I was like, that's three of these. Okay. He's like, well, cherry. I was like, yes, he does it. And then I think he charged me for the three big tall ones, which is like $21.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this kid, just forget it.
Oh man. That's funny.
But anyway,
you probably paid for it anyway, though.
Oh yeah. I paid and moved on with my, didn't have a second to waste with whatever math problems he had in his head. But
I feel for teenagers. Like there was this girl one time we went to frozen yogurt, and you know, like she sees my wife get out a 20 and puts in 20, and then my wife's rummaging for the change, and she's like, you know, I don't know, it's probably like $15.25, and she's like, she refuses to take the quarter and give my wife the $5 because it's like, she's like, but I already put it in the machine.
Oh my god!
She couldn't. The machine tells me I have to give you $14.75 back or whatever. You know,
Holy smokies!
Oh my gosh!
Yes,
it really did happen that way, and we still talk about it. Poor thing, but like, she's like, I can't. Oh, like. You know, what we should have done is say, okay, well, don't shut your drawer, but go ahead and give me my quarter and I'll give you my change and you can take it all. She's like, but she literally thought that the dollars had to be placed in the right part of the drawer or her accounting wasn't going to be off.
Yeah, it's like embezzling money to her.
I'm like, but I should have a 20 and a 10 fives.
I used to work at Baskin Robbins Togo's. It was my first job.
That's right.
Slinging scoops of ice cream and sandwiches, but I got promoted to supervisor.
I was
in charge of closing the restaurant. And so they trained me, and then I would, you know, close out the drawers at the end of the night and have to total everything out. And it was all, you know, there's a lot of manual process to it. But anyways, I got called in and it was like, hey, you're messing up on your count, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, you know, so they retrained me. They went through it again, off on my account again, and just puzzled.
Some employee was probably taking on
exactly what it was.
Really?
It was the morning gal who cut up all the produce and stuff for the Togo side, the sandwich side. She was coming in early, dude, and
you had to retrain and everything.
I was made manager of the Pizza Hut over there on Herndon and Fowler. And
as you should be,
obviously. I was I would shut down early. And I would invite all my friends over. I'm weary of saying this.
We're not short on cash, but man, we're going through dough and like pizza sauce.
We would have pizza parties. We would have we had hookahs in there.
Before the days of like everybody having security cameras in there.
We'd play video games, poker. One time we burned the carpet.
Oh my gosh.
I quit. I didn't get fired. I was like, I don't want to keep doing this because the main manager was getting in trouble a bunch. There's fights
you
in there.
Think?
I got thrown onto a table, snapped in half.
Wow.
The green onion got peeled off the wall. It was bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're missing a keg. What's going
that's
on?
The other part. Yeah, it's like we're 18 and they had two taps. So it was like, yeah. That's where the party was.
I mean, that's how things get ripped off walls and chairs and tables get broken in half. So
it's true. Not wrong.
I was always a good little soldier boy. I really did what the boss did. He told me to do.
Yeah. I was that way too.
I can't say certain stories of what I did in there. Bad though.
I'm thinking you might have garnished the pizza with some.
Oh no, I wouldn't. I've seen that happen there on my watch. It was actually terrible. Well, I won't go into it, but Dre ate the pizza,
and
it wasn't me that abused it. She knows what happened, but. Yeah.
Oh, that's
to your good. own crew was eating the dirty pizza?
My crew made the pizza. Well, it was her.
They thought it was just going out to some general person?
It was her ex.
Oh,
it was her. It was
okay.
My best friend-ish at the time.
Yeah.
And we started dating. And so he messed. I told her.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh,
what's that movie? That's what it was like.
I know you're talking about
Waiting.
Cooks or something. Waiting. Okay.
Waiting. Dane Cook.
So here's a question for you. Okay. WEF, World Economic Forum, that, you know, when the pandemic was getting, you know, pre-COVID, they were issuing out a simulation on what happens if a coronavirus escaped, right? So now they're doing.
They called that event 201, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So I'll keep it quick, but now their new one is that there's this cyber warfare and that they're going to have to take, the government would have to take down the
internet,
the power grid.
Mm-hmm.
For an extended period of time. So I've been thinking, what am I going to do to keep myself powered up? And I was looking at battery banks and looking at all kinds of crap. And then I finally came to the conclusion, I'm just going to buy a small Honda generator.
A Honda generator.
Yeah, but you won't be able to get gas for it. You know that, right?
Because the pumps will be down, right?
Right.
So I'll have to have a stock of gas, essentially.
Dude, that's a bomb. I'm telling you what
that's why I'm talking to you right now. What do you got?
Guns. Go get.
I just don't have power? Just go with that.
Go get some solar panels from.
I got solar panels.
What are you worried about?
Well, they're not on my roof yet.
So integrate them.
You like, figure
get
it out.
Get a battery bank.
I'll help you. I'll come live with you.
If that day comes. Yeah. So, I mean, dude, I don't even have solar. I have panels that I could set up to power my well and stuff like that. But yeah.
If that day came, I imagine we would set up like a commune on your land.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I got like 30 Build panels some. All sitting on the side of my house right now.
What?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wait.
200.
Are they? Do you have house. Some on your roof too?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So my sister-in-law's house burned down.
Are you supposed to say
and
this?
No, I can say this. Yeah. Okay. And half the house burned down. The other half didn't. Okay. But the half that didn't burn down, the panels were on. So they're going to come and just wipe the house off the face of the other. So I was like, well, I'm going to get up there and take all those panels Dude. Down. So that's what I did. So nice. I got like 30
did
panels.
Did you get the, like the box?
I didn't get the inverter. That actually burned up.
Okay.
And, so I don't have, it's not a complete
you,
system.
You can get those components though.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm just trying That's to stay on the grid, you know, not on the grid, but I'm trying to stay powered up.
Right.
But I also don't want to be the only house on my block
with lights
on. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to have to run the little fire TV show next to your window so people think that's what's lighting it up.
Like I got a fireplace on or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But then behind it, there's a disco ball.
There's some things. I think we'll get resourceful and we'll start working with our neighbors again. And we'll be like,
oh, hey, now, I like the optimism.
Let's set up a little perimeter here in our neighborhood. You know, here's our collections of weapons and we'll patrol it. You know, we'll make sure everybody's safe in here, make sure there's no funny business. And, you know, you get a few guys that have some reserves. I mean, I think that's what you would naturally do. You'd have to.
Yep. I think I would go to my in-laws. They're on the ranchos. And
oh, yeah.
Like, it's a prime spot.
Way more guns out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get better protection. I'm so close to my neighbors and all that. I don't want to be the guy who has everything, so that's the guys we're going to take over, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice being out where I am because almost everybody is, like, locked and loaded.
Yeah.
They've been waiting for the day, you know. I have one neighbor that's totally woke, and he's a total hipster kind of Buddhist guy, and he's just he's exactly the guy that you did, you know. He would be a snitch for the system, you know.
Yeah, he wouldn't trust him.
We'd have to find a way.
Do you guys have a plan to boot him out somehow?
Oh, yeah.
He'd come walking up to your house.
He's got one chance. It's like, hey, you either join us and we'll let you in, or man,
strip down naked.
Yeah.
Okay, now walk 10 paces forward. He looks clean.
Does he? Are you sure?
Fire at will.
Fire at will.
Yeah.
Oh man, what else we got? Anything else?
I had one other thing, but you know, I was going to talk about the "What Is a Woman?"
I saw that
documentary. Did you guys see that?
Is that with the Matt Walsh thing?
Yes, Matt Walsh. Yeah. Did you actually watch it?
No.
Oh man, and it
just doesn't interest me. I don't want
it. I think you would like it.
I think I would laugh and I think I would enjoy it, but I'm just like, gosh, I want to research things that are of my interest, and I can't take any more of the liberal agenda, even if it's seen through the lens of a really intelligent dude in Matt Walsh.
You would like his style. The whole movie is just allowing.
Oh, you seen it?
Yeah, it's allowing their narrative to collapse on itself.
Yes. Yeah, it's and like, dude, I'm telling you that notion right there. That's almost a mantra across the board. Is the Ouroboros, the snaking is eating its own tail. It's like they're taking themselves out, and you know, we keep wondering why are they doing this? Why
did you bathe yourself in feces and then you just sit back and watch them try to justify why they did that? Like there's no logical explanation, you know.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
That is it.
I do agree.
Yeah, so it hit number one on streaming on Rotten Tomatoes, got 175 million views. And initially,
wow.
Yes, that's a ton of views. 175 million? I mean, that's crazy. And initially, when they put it on Twitter, they marked it as hate speech. And they wouldn't allow...
They banned it, probably.
They pretty much banned it. They wouldn't allow you to promote it. They wouldn't allow you to retweet it. They wouldn't allow you to comment on it. They wouldn't even allow it to come up and search. You literally had to find it through the Daily Wire. And then I was pretty pissed off with Elon Musk, my guy.
I know. My G.
Because he... was saying that it would be limited, and he sounded like he was siding with advertisers. And I was like, F that. That was freedom of speech here. Like, why would you do that? And then by the next day, AJ Brown was the head of brand safety and quality, and Ella Irwin was the head of trust and safety. Both of them were gone. They were probably given an ultimatum, but they left. And next thing you know, you can tweet it, you can you can repost it, you can comment on it. And he himself posted out a link to the and said every parent should watch it.
It is good.
Elon Musk himself. So I was stoked.
A little redemption.
I like, he says, yes. What is a woman? Well, you know what a cat is. Yeah. The cat's a cat. And it's like, so what's a woman? Well, you can't define that. It's like, what? And in honor in honor of Pride Month, there was a meme, I think I sent it to you guys, that I thought was pretty funny. It said, don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. I've retweeted that to, not retweeted. I've reshared that meme to a couple people that were just being provocative online. Like, you know, it's one thing to have the gay pride flag waved in your face every day for a whole month. It's something different when they
stab you with it.
When they're trying to say, you know, basically, if you're a Christian, you're a homophobe.
No,
you know, that's kind of basically the message. Like, whatever.
It's always divisive. You can't, I think in the public's eye, you can't be Christian, or actually I would say to the left, you can't be Christian and be okay, have gay friends, be okay with them, love them, you know, it just be normal. But you can't do that. You can totally I have gay friends and I love them just like I love my straight friends, probably more, you know.
Look, I struggle with sin.
I love you.
They struggle with sin. It doesn't make, I'm not above you, or I'm not going to hold you accountable because you're sinning. Like, it's, you know, it's,
we all
it's,
sin.
I'm not going to support, you know, you're saying, I'm not going to want you to cause you to go further down into a path that you shouldn't, but
Love the sinner, hate the sin.
Yeah.
I feel it's, you can have your belief. Let me have my belief, and that's it, you know?
Yep.
But yeah, in your face is quite, it's annoying. I'll say that.
Yeah.
And why is it that they do it for a whole month? Like,
we
don't treat our veterans that way. The people that have really made sacrifices for this country, we give them a day.
Yeah. I think there was something online, and I don't know if this was a troll account, but they were saying that, maps are included.
Maps?
Yeah,
that's a map.
Minor attractive person.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, are included with Pride, and there's obviously some pushback from both sides. But there were some people who supported it, and it's just like, you know, it's pedophilia. It's crazy. So it's you know, I think that they're, like you said, the snake's eating its tail. They're destroying themselves. Yeah. The ideology is no firm foundation on anything. It's just
whatever you feel like, man. I will forgive people. I'll say I love you no matter what you choose to put in your mouth.
Or your bum.
Now that too. It's to each his own.
All right. Well, on that note.
What a great note.
Let's put a plug in it.
Oh, there you go.
That's a wrap.
See you guys.